All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
Well, I've had 2 grams many times in my career.
There you go.
But, we're trying. It does, doesn't it?
Stand up in the 80s.
It is. That's right. Somehow I made it through, and I guess we all did. Hey, it's Puck Off. That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
Joe Bartnick over there, my co-host.
What's happening?
We're surrounded by grams.
We got two grams.
You want to introduce them?
The great Graham Elwood.
Hello.
He's here. He stopped in. Literally a stop-in, drop-in guest. He wanted to plug something. So I said, you're in the lobby. When you like pick a date, I'm like, let's just do it now.
Yeah, let's do it. I love that. That's what I love about podcasting. Just come in. Let's do it now.
And our officially booked guest, who's on XM Radio, who's Canadian.
Uh-oh.
An Ottawa Senators fan. We're stretching out. He's a fan of the Ottawa Senators. Graham K is here now.
I was told I'd be the only Graham. I'm a little furious that my thunder could be taken away so quickly.
We literally had
Only Canadian, though. Yeah.
You know what? Just call me Elwood. Let's go Elwood.
It was literally like we had to throw a dead cat and hit another one. Like, where can we find another Graham? Right in the lobby.
Yeah.
That's how do you spell your name?
I spell Graham, like the cracker.
Good for you.
Thank God. These 1A guys, I don't like it.
Beatniks.
I don't like these hippie weirdos with their 1As.
Yeah, the 1A guys are never.
Oh, is that like a Jeff with a G?
Yeah, it's like fucking spell it right or get a different name.
Out of town.
All right, now I want to get to Graham's plug right away, but before we do, one thing. The only thing I really know about what happened this week.
I know what you're going to say.
The professor.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Scrivens.
Scrivens. He was 59 Frazier's.
Stops.
Amazing.
Against San Jose. That's not an AHL team.
No.
If you want your goalie to be good, you should bring him up through the Toronto Maple Leaf system and wait for them to trade him away. And then you'll know you have a good goalie, which is basically the Buffalo or Boston's team is entirely people Toronto's traded away. And they've won the cup, and Toronto's like just trying to make it to the playoffs.
They actually traded back. They traded Scrivens for nothing, and now they can't score.
Yeah.
And they traded Bernier to Toronto for Fratton, who I said last week was a skirt. He hasn't put a puck in the net in a free skate.
No. Yeah, come on.
In a morning skate, he hasn't scored. So they've had 2 great goalies they've gotten rid of for nothing, and they can't score.
What? And Scrivens' wife now loves Edmonton.
She does.
She's been in that mall the entire time. She can't find her way out of that mall.
I mean, I don't mind saying as a Canadian, is just the worst.
It's the worst thing ever. Yeah.
Is it Canada's Mall of America? Is it like that?
Yeah, that's what it is. I would say it's the most northern city where like people actually live, like in the world. If you're looking at a map, maybe there's some place in Russia where actual regular people live, you know, and they don't live in I don't know.
Igloos?
Or just
Putin just has some sort of weird army at some northern thing that he's breeding them
but
to
these
fight.
Are like regular westernized people just living in the Arctic. Like it's
I can't believe Gretzky stayed as long as he did.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that's why the ice is so good up there. That the teams love the ice. They have the best ice in hockey.
They probably
just open the doors.
I remember back when there was the news, when you had to watch the news to see the highlights of the games.
Yeah.
I remember watching a segment called Back Checking Le Pen. This is back when they completely stunk. Lemieux maybe is like a rookie.
Yeah.
And they showed him up in Edmonton. And I never forget this. They showed people plug in their cars when they're in the hockey games.
Oh,
and it blew my mind.
I'm a model. We used to do that all the time. You have to plug in. If you have an outdoor garage, you probably have like a power outlet so you can plug in your car before you start it. Because it's just.
You got to have it. I did stand up in Greenland.
Yeah.
Everything was plugged in. They never turned the cars off, or they'd never get them going.
Greenland?
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
It was like being on Neptune.
You didn't stand. Yeah, you were.
There's a comedy club in Greenland?
That's amazing.
No, well, it's a one-nighter.
Yeah, who booked
it's an
that?
All-nighter.
Well, it actually was a one-nighter, but we were there for 10 days.
Yeah.
Since the sun never comes up, you really don't know how long you're there.
You know, we have a big map. This is a true question. This is
we have a big
hockey
map.
Or yeah. Like, no, like my daughter has a big map.
I love those.
Yeah. Oh, is Greenland, map. Like, Canada, or is it a...
Well, no.
Is it Europe?
It's its own...
It's Europe.
It's Europe, okay.
It's owned
it's
by
really
the,
next to Canada.
It's owned by the Danes.
It's not. It's
the Dane Cook owns
the Dane
it. No,
he owns.
It,
yeah.
He
books the one night.
He books it, yeah.
Jay Davis is there.
Did you sell the host?
He probably has a bigger... gross domestic product than
did you
than
probably
did it, you sell a lot of merch
I merched out in Greenland, man. You know, I have my Detroit Lions jacket on. It was the season they were 0-16 and it's 50 below. You get off the plane, all the generals are out there saluting you.
No,
you're like, really, dude? A Lions jacket? That was the warmest thing I had coming out of Cali. And they're going, we have some duct tape we could put over that logo if you want.
They thought you were insulting
they're
the
insulting
Greenland
flag. They're insulting me. It's 50 below, guys. Let me go. Oh, it was fun, though.
That's yeah. Crazy. So Mr. Elwood, what is your plug?
It's I co-host a podcast called Comedy Film Nerds. And with my buddy Chris Mancini, who's also a comedian and stand-up.
I know Chris.
You know Chris. You've worked with him, and he's also a filmmaker. And we helped create the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. We've only had 2 years of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was a lot of fun. And we did a bunch of interviews this past year. And we're watching these interviews with the podcasters and the fans, and we, you know, like Mark Maron and Aisha Tyler and Doug Benson and all these people. And they were talking about what podcasting meant to them. And, you know, Aisha Tyler says this thing. She's like, I don't talk to my own family for an hour every week. You know what I mean? I do with a podcast.
Right.
And, you know, you hear the fans, and I'm sure you guys get this. You've got fans like all over. Obviously, you're going to have fans in Canada and stuff, right? They're hockey fans. But then you're going to get some fan that's like, oh, I live in Argentina, and I'm a huge Red Wings fan or whatever. And you're like, what? But that's the coolness of podcasting, is the connection to the fans. And we've heard, I'm sure you guys have heard this too, like at Comedy Film Nerds, we've heard people say, oh man, your podcast got me through this tough event. I lost someone. I was battling this illness. Or, you know, we had fans in Japan after the earthquake happened. Like, oh, there was no electricity. I had to walk 6 hours. Didn't know if my wife and kid were okay. And I just listened to your podcast, and that helped me get through it. And you're like, we just talk about movies in my buddy's garage. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you have
Pandora? That is the cool thing.
You need more friends.
That is the cool thing about podcasting, though. You forget, you know, I'm a local radio guy, and you're used to hearing comments from local.
Sure.
You forget sometimes that you're on internationally.
Anywhere in the world. And it's such a cool thing. And so we got this cool footage, and we were like, we want to really expand this. And so we started a Kickstarter campaign. It's called Earbuds, the Podcasting Documentary. We've got about 21 days left of the Kickstarter campaign. And, you know, our goal is $135,000. And most of it is we want to travel. We want to go to these fans. You know, some guy in Iowa who came up to me after a show once. I was performing in the Midwest and was like, oh, I listen to your podcast when I'm on my tractor. And I'm like, what? Like, you don't look like the typical podcast fan. And I want to see that. I want to show them.
Yeah.
And so podcasting fans can see this cool thing. And then I also want the, you know, 75-80% of the population that doesn't even know what a podcast is. I'm sure you've had that, like,
oh, sure.
Yeah, what channel is it on? Whatever one you want it. But what time? Again, whenever you want to tell
it. Yeah, that Red Wings fan in Argentina.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, podcasting hasn't, like, jumped into my mom thinks I'm doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing my podcast. Well.
When are you going to get a real
job? My dad's always like, how do you monetize that?
Yeah.
I'll get back to you, Dad.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, that hasn't. You know, if you do a radio spot, okay.
I'll tune in. Yeah. Well, so I kind of feel like podcasting is like rock and roll in the 50s. Like, it was brand new. People were like, what is this thing? And no one in the 50s
with
was
way less sex.
With yeah. Well, I wish we were.
We have no call-ins.
Like
you can't get the.
I'm hoping this documentary helps create groupies. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well,
I'm
sure,
guys. So
that's what it's all about.
I'm almost afraid to see what some of the podcast groupies look like.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a guy.
If they're anything like the radio groupies, don't worry about it.
It's a guy driving a tractor and a guy in Argentina.
The tractor with a 3X Red Wings jersey. Yeah. That's what it is.
Nothing against 3Xs, everybody. I'm trying to squeeze into a 3X.
Graham, while we have you here, quickly, your Oscar Overview.
I got to tell you, like, I think Dallas Buyers Club is a great film. I think 12 Years a Slave, obviously. It's 12 Years a Slave, Gravity, and Dallas Buyers Club are my three. Like, I think they're great. But there's two films that didn't get much that I always like mentioning when people ask me is The Spectacular Now, which is a great little indie film. It had a limited release, and it didn't get any awards, and people should check that out. And then Fruitvale Station.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's one I really want to see.
That one, Fruitvale Station is a great movie. It's kind of based on a true story. It's pretty hard to watch at times, but it's really well done. And that kid, Michael B. Jordan, who was on Friday Night Lights, he's a great young actor, as is Miles Teller from The Spectacular Now. So those are my two kind of should have gotten more awards. I think it's a pretty strong year actually for the Oscars in terms of the nominations.
Yeah, a lot of strong films.
I saw one movie last year.
What'd you see?
Bad Grandpa.
I heard that was a pretty good movie, though.
It was pretty funny.
It actually was. I didn't want to see that.
I liked it because it was, unlike a lot of those Jackass type hidden camera movies, it had a thin story which kept it moving.
But that was the worst part about it, was the thin story. that's where my brain's at. I remember literally, like, I was with my girlfriend, who's now my wife. We were in a garage sale with this uppity theater chick. and they were selling movies, and like I freaked out, like, that was the original Jackass. Like, oh yeah, I want this one. She's like just huffing and puffing, like, I can't believe you bought that movie. I was like, it's a dollar. Like, I'm gonna get entertained by it. None of the crap you like.
I guarantee if she watched that, she would laugh.
Of course,
you'd have to.
Yeah.
Completely ridiculous and closed off.
Speaking of which, that's my favorite television show now besides hockey. Ridiculousness. On MTV.
I've seen people getting hurt.
My kid loves it. My kid loves it. She loves it.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Well, that's entertainment. I'm part of the new generation.
Yeah. You're telling me Three Stooges is that far away, and people think that's brilliant. You know, it is, but Jackass is the same realm.
Some of that stuff is hilarious. I mean, I get some people like, oh, that was too gross or whatever, but some of the stuff, man, has always been hilarious.
It's kind of like podcasting. It's the internet battle, though. You know, like, we're always competing against someone falling off a skateboard and getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah.
Everything on the entertainment level is always, because no matter what, I can enjoy that. Matter what, I'm enjoying someone here getting hit in the nuts.
Or a kitten photo or whatever.
I can see if that, you know.
Getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah, getting hit in the nuts.
Thank you, Bob Saget, for starting that whole trend.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little hockey. So, Graham is a Blackhawk fan.
Yes. I'm from Chicago.
You're from Chicago.
I didn't jump on the bandwagon. I used to go to old games, and
I've blown the Blackhawks enough on this show, so let's talk about the downbeaten Ottawa Senators.
A phoenix rising.
Every week, it's like Blackhawk playing with. Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
They're very good.
They're a good team.
They're amazing. And what they did after they won the cup to rebuild, sort of retool with the salary cap, trading away guys like Bufflin and Versteeg, and then everything sort of.
And they kept a lot of good guys.
They kept the key part. I was like trading Bufflin away. What was that other goalie? The goalie that goes to
Niemi.
Niemi to San Jose. Mm-hmm. I was like, Niemi's good. What are you going to do without him? Oh, you got this guy who's better.
I know.
You know, it's amazing.
Mystifying me. Like, I live in LA now, but I was living in Chicago in the 90s when they had that team with like Chelios and Roenick. But then we're on the Chicago Stadium had
Belfour.
They had the smaller ice, and that was always the kind of excuse in Chicago was, well, we can't win on the bigger rinks.
Yeah.
And so
that's the only arena that you had. They had stairs that players had to walk up to get to the ice with skates on to get these goalies. Easy does it, Ed.
Right there, you got injuries before the game.
I know. And so to watch them, like when they won the cup a couple years ago and then they had to get rid of everyone, I was like, oh, man. And then to come back last year,
it was masterful by the GM.
They did the genius move, though. They realized who the 7-8 guys who made them win the cup. Yep. They got rid of everybody else.
Yeah, they kept their core.
All the third and fourth liners. I mean, the Penguins, the Kings, right? You can see them right now. They're third and fourth liners. You know what? They're not that hungry. They're not that good. Mm-hmm. You want them guys smelling meat. You know, you want them guys on the hunt.
Yeah.
You know? Well, they're coming out here now. They've got a West Coast swing. They're playing the Kings
tonight.
Yeah.
And Ottawa's playing the Penguins tonight.
Ooh.
It's a hockey night in Pittsburgh. You know, what's funny is because I've listed, you know, there's been, it's pretty much a rivalry, the Senators and the Penguins, I believe. There's a lot of bad blood from Ottawa to Pittsburgh.
It was.
No, there is.
Our owner.
Your owner's a wacko.
Spent a bunch of money. He was like, I will prove diagnostically that that Matt Cook intentionally slashed the Achilles tendon of Erik Karlsson with his skate. And it's like, how are you going to...
Yeah, he's a little crazy.
But he hired a detective.
But the first year the Penguins made the playoffs under the Sidney Crosby era, Ottawa crushed us. And then it was like, that was a big thing. Is like, we have to learn how to play playoff hockey. So the next year, I think we swept. We play like almost every year in the playoffs.
Yeah. We taught you guys how to play.
Yeah.
And then you learned.
We did.
And you learned better than us.
Yeah.
And literally beat us.
But, you know, the thing is now, you know what? There's one guy. If we had one guy on the Ottawa Senators, if one guy was on the Penguins, we would be I think we'd be the front. We're leading the East, but I don't think we can beat Boston in the playoffs. But, you know, if there's one guy on your team, if we had, I think, you know who I'm going to say?
Chris Neal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You like Chris Neal.
I guess you read my blogs. Yeah, he's my second.
Chris Neal's awesome.
He's like the guy hate.
For you to say you like anyone on the Senators is amazing.
Chris Neal is the greatest hockey player.
I only hate the Flyers. No, everything else is kumbaya. But even that, I say that Hartnell, I'd give him a piggyback ride.
Now, why do you like Chris Neal?
Because Chris Neal, he's like two player A. He forechecks, awesome. He can score. He has players' backs. And he can fight the big guys without having to carry a useless goon.
Yes.
He's like worth two guys. He can play on the third line. He's on the fourth line, waste of 5 minutes. He's actually a pretty decent player.
He's
an animal. I saw him get hit with a clearing pass puck in the face.
Yeah.
He didn't miss a shift.
No, they stitched him up on the bench. He's like, I'm not missing. He kept shifting down the bench, and they were just
Anthony, our producer, flipped the puck to get out of the zone. He hit him right in the face. Like, he looked at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he just went to the bench and got, plus he looks like, you know those old games, like when we were kids, how you have to hit him in the head for the guy to kick the field goal?
Or to
be the hockey shooter. That's how he's built. He is built like it. He's built like SpongeBob.
His head.
I mean, he's like just a box. And
his head is shaped like a cinder block.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's just a box.
I'm sure he was. That was great. Just no Novocaine. Stitch me up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Insane.
He was
surprised
an animal.
They didn't just have him burn it shut. Just like pour gunpowder on there.
And
like
he
a Western.
Was exposed. I mean, he was exposed because for a few years they didn't even carry a goon.
No.
So back he was fighting like
he fought too much.
Yeah.
He scored two goals and an assist on Saturday night.
Yeah.
You got to love a goon who can score.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I love you. Know,
that's the Bob. That's the Bob Probert model.
Joe Bartnick Hall of, that's who gets into my Hall of Fame is the goons that can score.
Well, speaking, I'll tie this back into movies. Did you guys see the movie Goon?
Yes.
I did.
A great movie.
Loved
great
it.
Movie.
I loved it too.
Loved it.
Yeah.
So
did
funny.
You dig it? Yeah.
I
loved
that was a movie that I wish it would have got a wider release so more people could have seen it. Because I was like, you don't have to be a hockey obviously you're a hockey fan, you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a hockey fan to dig that movie.
It's like a comedy.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah.
It was
man.
Good. And he was good in it.
He was great in it.
Yeah, wasn't he? Now do you think he can skate? I mean, did they have to
Well, in the movie, he couldn't skate anyway.
Well, that's true. Goons don't have to skate that well.
No, there's enough.
But, I mean, do you think the guys, did they get guys who could skate? Because they all look like they were pretty good.
I think they did, actually.
They did hide.
Yeah. I think they did.
Sure, the extras could skate, right? I actually have a movie question.
Yes, like, sir.
And yes, Mr. Elwood. Have you seen, I forget the name of it. I think it might be the Goon or the Enforcer. But it's all about Chris Nyland, the old goon for the Montreal Canadiens. Supposed to
it's
be
like a documentary.
It's, a doc.
It's supposed to be an amazing. It premiered in Pittsburgh. Actually, it's supposed to be an amazing movie. I don't know if you've seen. I didn't see it yet.
I would love to see
that. It's supposed to be about every. It's supposed to be like about 12 goons, and then they start shooting Nyland. They're like, "We're just going to make the movie about him."
Yeah,
I've heard about that. Okay. A buddy of mine that played minor league hockey was telling me about this. He's like, "You got to see this," and I can't wait. I got to get my. Do you remember the name of it?
What's it called?
No, that's you know what? I should just. Google it.
We all have smartphones.
Yeah, that's what we did yesterday. We were trying to think of the drummer in Guns N' Roses that got kicked out. And then we're like, oh, well, we can just Google it. Like, no, let's wait a half hour to see if anyone can think of it. Then we'll go to the Google.
I feel that way. Like, I feel like I don't want to go to Google too soon. Like, I want to see.
Yeah, you
got to
at least test.
Yeah, I'm trying to fight off Alzheimer's here. So just make those synapses fire as
much
as possible.
Make it a brain thing.
Yeah.
You know, last week we had Jay Johnstone on my other podcast, another podcast I know nothing about, baseball.
Yeah.
Jay Johnstone's my co-host, right? Yeah. And he became friends with Dave Schultz, the Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he told a great story about how Schultzy would come out to the games, to his games, when he was playing with the Phillies, and he would invite him over. He'd go, come on over and see me skate. So he finally went over to watch him play, and he goes, he skated like 5 feet, hit someone over the head, he's in the penalty box. Then he gets out of the penalty box, he skates 12 feet.
Yeah.
Punches somebody, he's back in the penalty box. This happened like the entire game. So finally, Schultz, he goes, hey, how'd you like my skating? And he goes, I never even saw you. You skated 12 feet.
You got a good punch. I saw your punch.
Yeah.
It's called The Last Gladiators.
Yeah,
it's called The Last Gladiators. Name. It's a great name. Really. I really do want to talk a little Senators hockey, though.
Everyone's just turning off their
even that guy,
right now.
Even that guy on the tractor
just smashing
is.
Their phone.
No.
The guy in Argentina is not listening.
Oh, yeah. He's an Ottawa 88s fan.
Yeah.
How are the Senators? Are they good at this year? Or what?
They are a huge disappointment, which is par for the course.
Bobby Ryan's lighting them up, though.
That was awesome. Bobby Ryan's doing awesome. Big shame he's left off the U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah, that was a disgrace. You know, and of course it's, Burke. Burke's a moron.
He's a moron.
He's talk shit about
he's
him.
A moron.
He stole a cup in Anaheim.
He did.
And then he had $1 trillion.
From Brian Murray, Ottawa GM.
Is he the guy who made the comment he didn't have any passion?
Yeah, you know, he couldn't spell intensity.
Why would you say that about a guy?
Especially when you're a GM.
Yeah. What is
that? If you don't lace him up, then shut up.
And do up your tie. Every press conference, Brian Burke, it's like a thing he does on purpose to show you how hard he's working. How his tie's undone.
Right.
Sometimes
that's
he wears it over
trick.
His shoulder. His hair's all messed up. Comb your
box.
Hair.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's Burke. Like, but he had his Toronto. Like they're worth like $1 trillion.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get a team in the playoffs for 10 years. But yet he's some genius. But I guess I can rail on him. I love Bobby Ryan.
He's awesome.
But Bobby Ryan's they need him.
How do you feel, though? Because I always kind of felt like the Boston kind of was like a little too nice about Ray Bourque stealing a cup in Colorado.
Yeah.
So Frege is actually a Detroit Red Wing fan. How would you embrace Alfredson if he – I mean, they don't look like – I hope they make the playoffs. I like the Red Wings.
Me too.
It's going to be Ottawa or the Red Wings probably, which is –
Yeah,
cool thing about it.
Yeah, but I mean, so that'll be.
They're both on the bubble.
Yeah,
they're
both on the bubble.
Yeah, but I mean, how would you embrace it or you'd be like, F him?
Well, I mean, it's really tough for an Ottawa because he was loved in that city. We loved him so much for so long. The last 2 years could have been his last year. So every period for 2 years straight, when the clock hit 11-11, he's number 11. Everyone would just chant Alfie 11 times.
Wow, and he's got 11 goals.
Wow.
Yeah,
he does. There's something about that. It's the one fact I got out of today.
That's why people listen to Puck Off. You would never know that.
That's why I got it from my prep today.
That's why you're in Argentina.
I'm learning so much.
See?
And he's Swedish. Huh?
Hey.
Hey.
Anyway, now, how about the Olympics are coming up? Sweden's got a pretty good team. How do you see the Olympics going?
We have a Canadian here to
I think
Canada's in the hunt for the gold every Olympics.
Every year I would say we have a 1 out of 3 chance of winning the gold.
It's on big ice though.
It's on big ice this year. I mean, I don't think Canada's going to win it. I think
why not? Your expert opinion.
I think Russia they got the home ice advantage.
It's the big ice.
I don't know. Sweden looks. I think America looks really good.
Do you?
They
have
stacked.
A shot?
Yeah. I mean, your goaltending is so good. And you got deep. I mean, I think leaving Bobby Ryan was a mistake, but that goes to show you how deep they are.
I think Miller's got to play, though. I honestly.
Quick is better.
Yeah, but Quick, I've watched Quick now four games in a row.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as good as he did last year.
No.
I mean, I saw that. I mean, I was at the Penguin Kings game, brought my daughter ninth row.
Now, hey, wait a minute. How was that experience?
Oh, my. It was the greatest. It was my greatest father-daughter moment we've ever had.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. Really nice. That's How old's your daughter?
She's nine. And she loves the Penguins. She loves hockey. She hates the Flyers. Loves the Penguins. She's trained right.
Good
and I'm talking about, you know, going to the game. And she's like, I want to go. I'm like, okay. And I told my buddies, like, who we usually go get StubHub $40. I'm like, my kid's coming. We're going low. You can't go to your first game has to be. So really, the 11th row. Just loves it. First 5 seconds, Bertuzzo crushes a guy. Like down the ice, then they come down. Malkin scored in the first 40 seconds, right in front of us, 11 rows from us.
Nice.
Right in,
wow!
She goes nuts. You know, Gino. You know, it's Gino. It's like, you know, and then she's nuts. Then we were up 3-1 in like after the first 6 minutes, and they always scored right in front of us.
That's awesome.
She stood like the whole first period, like get it out, get it in, let's go. Glass crushed green. His helmet got knocked off. She just left, and then it was like a third of the stands were Pittsburgh fans and Pittsburgh women. So she's just like, "Daddy, I love the hitting." This lady turned around and high fived her, like, "Yeah, girl." But you know, she loved just seeing like everyone's face smashed against the glass.
You don't realize how fast it is.
She loved it.
If you're that close to the ice.
Yeah, when you sit down in good seats at hockey, it's all different.
You don't have to be a hockey fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that with so many people. Like, I don't want to hike. I go to a live hockey game. Yeah. You're going to change. And they're just like, I've dated girls who are like, I don't like sports. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, yeah, put him on his ass.
Yeah, then once they get there,
It's a great sport. It's one of the best sports live.
It is. I went to a Kings game with my agent. He'd never been to a hockey game. And they broke the glass right in front of him. A shot broke the glass. So cracked the glass.
Cool.
I was wishing, man, that agent wasn't that good. I was hoping, but it was really exciting. He just left. He was all excited.
He didn't
Did you see the thing? It hit the thing. And
did he try to sue anybody?
Of course. Me. He was trying to sue me. But it is exciting when you have good seats and you're that close, man. It really is a whole different game.
But anyway, Quick looked shaky.
Yeah,
you know, he looked a little shaky. I mean, like, you know, in Russia, again, I mean, because, you know, Malkin and Ovi are going to play on the same line.
Mm-hmm.
So they're loading up.
It's crazy. Those guys are so good.
Okay, well, you know, thanks, Graham, for coming down.
You guys, thank you so much for having me on the show.
You want to play? Let's get
real quick. Yeah, you go to Kickstarter and just type in Earbuds. It's called the Earbuds Podcasting Documentary. Or you can go to comedyfilmnerds.com. We have a clickable banner ad. So 22 days left to donate. Thank you guys so much.
Hopefully we'll see you in the finals.
Yeah, go Blackhawks.
Say hi to Chris.
I will. Right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, buddy. Graham Elwood. Check that out.
Earbuds. Boom. Right there. Boom.
There you go.
First shift. Boom.
We found a Graham right in the hallway there.
I'll see you at the annual Graham meeting.
There you go. Yeah. See you, buddy.
Grandma.
All right, there you go.
Graham off. He's up against the glass.
He's in the glass, yeah. I didn't think about that. This makes this show even more exciting.
Yeah, that was fun. A little juice. So,
So now the Sens. Now, have you been to some games? Have you been to a few Sens
games? Not this year, but my family growing up, we'd always get like half season tickets or something like that. So I haven't been probably in 2 years.
What's their rink like?
They have a fantastic arena. They have one of the best in the NHL. It's new. It's awesome. It's very loud. It's like built to be loud. We like to call it the seventh man, but no one really. I just made that up.
How is the traffic situation?
Here's what's terrible about it.
That's what I've heard.
Ottawa wasn't supposed to get a team, but these guys that owned land out in the middle of nowhere and owned some car dealerships, they were like in a men's hockey league. And they're like, you know, as a joke, this is in like 1990, like, let's pitch the NHL to get an NHL team in Ottawa. Just on a lark. I think we can front the $5,000. We can, you know, whatever, some nominal fee. And then they lied about how much money they had collectively, and they actually got a team.
Wow.
And then they were like,
what do you do now?
And so the only land they had was in a field in the middle of nowhere. So they built, and the guy wanted his land to be worth more. So they built this arena like 40 minutes outside of the city in a field, literally.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a nightmare to get to. There's no like tailgating. There's no like bar scene around?
It's like when I watched the Grey Cup in Regina.
You did that?
Yeah, I actually did. I was watching it. My buddy's
That's
Canadian.
Pretty cool.
I know, it was cool. But I mean, at halftime they had snowmobiles jumping over the stage.
That's hilarious.
While a band called the Sheepdogs were playing. It was 0 degrees out. But
have you been to Regina?
No, but when it showed the thing.
Regina, I'm sorry.
It was just about as hard as trying to find the vagina.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It was like this, that you'd come.
It's like a high school stadium.
Well, they were shooting down with the cameras moving in. It's all land. There's nothing. Then there's the stadium.
You've been there.
No, but I watched the Grey Cup.
Oh, because I played Regina. And there's nothing, you know, even like you go play Indianapolis or whatever, there's a little bit of lights when you're flying the plane.
Right.
There was nothing Vancouver.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And that stadium, they said AC/DC played there. It was like a high school stadium.
It's about, I've played football in that stadium. It's about.
Well, you're a football player?
In high school. I got sent to like a boot camp out there.
Right.
So I spent like 2 years out there as like a hockey and football, like it was like a sports boot campy kind of thing. It was weird. But anyway, I played out there. That's the stadium that we played our games in. And I would say
been cold.
It's about 30,000
wow.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was old metal seats too. Like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. It's super old school. I mean,
But it's like you're saying about the Senators rink, you know, there's just land. And then all of a sudden there's that rink.
Yeah. When they do those shots, those overhead shots, I'm always thinking, like, if I was an American watching this on a feed, I would think Ottawa.
Yeah, they really have to stop doing that. They need to just do close-ups. So
Probably the most money I ever made just working as a waiter, not a bartender, but as a waiter, was the day of the Grey Cup about 25 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona. Because
all the snowbirds.
They used to do the Grey Cup the day after Thanksgiving or American Thanksgiving.
Right.
And all the snowbirds are down there.
Down there watching the game, just partying. It was totally amazing.
What is going on?
Yeah, the Grey Cup. I'm like, it's still cold. They're like, oh, they start earlier. Like, it's still no.
Here was the cool
like
thing.
The frozen tundra.
Here, yeah, it is. I mean, for this thing.
This year is summer.
This year it was
guys.
8 below when the game started.
No, I mean, not November. I mean.
8 below when the game started. And the cheerleaders, you couldn't tell what they looked like because they had parkas on, huge parkas. And then here's their big mistake. They introduced both teams in English and in French.
Took forever.
But so by the time, and didn't just, not just the starting lineup, they introduced the entire first team.
Oh my God.
Right? The Hamilton Ticats. And then by the end of that, they were already behind. So someone told them, well, look, we don't have time to do that with the home team. So they just introduced the home team. They didn't even introduce him. They just let him run out.
That's so funny. That's so Canadian.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like we're running
out. It's like the NHL. Yeah. Ah, screw it. You know, one thing, though, that they do right in Ottawa, because my daughter wanted to be singer. Nicer word than that, but wants to be. So now you have DirecTV. So we watch all the anthems.
Oh, right. Yeah, cool.
The Ottawa anthem guy.
That guy's awesome.
The Mountie.
A Mountie singing?
He's probably number one. He's
really?
Probably number one in the country or the North America.
Yeah, he's a local cop, but he wears like the full outfit, the full regalia.
I love it.
He does.
Lyndon Sluage is his name.
Lyndon
Sluage. Oh, man, that's Canadian.
You want to see an O Canada. It's like Diana Ross doing the national
anthem.
He
kills it on the American anthem, too.
He wears
the white gloves and he salutes after.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, he brings it. No, he does a great
that's
American
awesome.
Anthem, too.
But I can sing the first verse in French. Canada, terre de nos aïeux, deux fois trompé. That's it.
That's all
good. I got.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah. The fleur en gloria.
Wow.
Man. I don't know.
They kept changing it when I was growing up, so I don't know my own anthem.
Really?
Yeah.
It's changed?
Because first when I was a kid, it was all English, and then they were like, well, we got to make some of it French. And then they changed, then there was like too much French, and then they scaled. I'm like, I grew up in the transition period, the politically correct, like, finding the right scale of French and English. So I don't know the Canadian National Anthem, really. Like, if you see anyone in my generation, we're, like, literally reading it off the scoreboard. Like,
great anthem, though. Very rousing, great anthem.
My daughter knows it by heart.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
She sings it every day.
Does
she?
She
loves when they play, like,
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Your daughter's cool. I'm on board.
Yeah, your daughter is cool, man.
Don't take that the wrong way.
No, I didn't.
So she had a good time. She had a good time at the game, though.
Yeah,
huh?
Plus, you know how, like, stadium nachos are so much better than any other kind of nachos?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that blew her mind, too, the nachos.
Who else went to the game?
Just me and her. Oh, I mean, oh. I knew a lot of other people in the stands, but I, you know.
Because you usually go with Court and.
Yeah, and Bill Burr sometimes. And Bill Burr, yeah. But that's why I was like, no one wanted to pay the $170 I paid for the.
For those right good down seats.
Yeah.
You had to do it, though. Had to,
is Bill Burr a Boston fan?
Yes. Oh, and we had him in here, and thank God he had just spent the week in the Mary Lemieux fantasy camp. Because usually, and I got to, I didn't do the hockey part of it last year, but I got to perform. He got to perform.
Uh-huh.
Because then he was a little less like how much he hates the Penguins. Because before he went there, we were going to have him in a couple of weeks. I'm like, he's just telling the producers, like, he's just going to scream at me for an hour about, you know, about Cam Neely's knee.
Yeah. I tell you, that guy, if his knee was okay, oh my God. Oh, Stanley Cups.
Exactly. We couldn't drive to the Irvine Improv without him like freaking out on me for 45 minutes about either that or Matt Cook. So we, even if we got rid of Matt Cook, it's still not enough for him. I have to sodomize Matt Cook with a steam engine.
I think you should.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Don't give him any ideas.
He's not on. And I tell him, I never liked Matt Cook when he's on my team. What can I do? I don't
like
that.
Guy's a bum. I don't like those.
But here's.
When you don't like a Penguin.
He brought more trouble. Like that, like if it was anybody, if Malkin accidentally stepped on Carlson's leg, it'd be nothing. It was a pure, it would be an accident.
Exactly. I think Matt Cook did it.
I almost think he did too.
Yeah.
I really do. It's like, I mean, I think he would, put it this way, I think he didn't care if that's what happened.
That ruined our season.
It did.
He was playing the best hockey
back
of
quick,
his life.
And I can't believe how quick Carlson came back.
He never came back the same. He's still really not the same.
He's still really not.
He's still amazing. He's still playing. He's still skating on like a higher level than everybody else. Like that guy will go or will rush, and then it won't work out, and then he'll just pivot, and then he's already back on defense somehow.
But I think scouting has ruined a lot of these guys. Because I mean, look at Letang. I want Letang traded. Mike Green hasn't done anything this year.
Yeah.
I always pronounce his name wrong. I would say Doughty.
Doughty.
He's amazing, but he hasn't.
Doughty's a great skater.
He hasn't had the offensive machine like that he usually does every year. This year, the offensive defensemen are down this year.
Yeah.
Nobody's scoring for the Kings.
No, and it's such a shame because
playing well.
Yeah,
that's a team though. You know, like if they squeak into the playoffs, like the year they won,
they could turn it on.
Built for the
playoffs.
Yeah,
they really have a great team.
Yeah,
they should score more goals though.
That's always been a problem.
Now, do they get a guy? Are they going to look for somebody?
They have to.
Yeah,
you know what sucks.
Who would you suggest they go after? The guy in Buffalo. What's his name?
I think
Molson got hurt.
Yeah, Molson.
I'd go after Vanek.
I think Vanek would be a good one for you. I think you just try and poach Edmonton, one of their young stars, because they need like a gritty defensive kind of player, because they're all like 21-year-old like danglers who can't back check or do any kind of defense. But then you could get like an Eberle.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what though? I don't know if Eberle. I think Eberle would help the Kings, but if I was them, I'd just go big. They have so many. They have a lot of defensemen. They got a lot of guys that all fit. The Islanders could use three. The Islanders could use the whole Kings like third line.
Yes, that would be their first line.
Yeah. No, you know what I mean. And I would just take Vanek.
Yeah,
literally, it's like I'm real big. You know,
if they got Vanek, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, they could really excel with Vanek. Split him and Carter. Then Carter would play a different pairing. I think it would make their team. I mean, that's what I feel about the Penguins. Like the Penguins aren't going to get Vanek, but that's why I want to trade Letang, because you know what? It's like we have a million defensemen. We need a right winger and we need a third liner.
Yeah.
So why nickel dime? This guy may work out. This guy might not work out. No, you think Sid and Gene are going to be 27 forever?
Yeah.
Go for it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to make.
That's
the
what
move
I think
now.
About the Kings. The Kings were top four team. The Kings are a top four team. They were top four last year.
Yeah.
One. They get Vanek. I mean, they're top four again.
And that's all they really need is a scorer because they're playing well.
Yes, they are.
Even the coach was saying in the paper, he goes, I'm not complaining how they're playing. We just aren't putting the puck in the net.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know. And the Ducks, what do you think about those Ducks?
They're so good. They're so deep. They're scary. Timo Solani is 4,000 years old. He's still awesome.
Still awesome.
He still looks younger than me. I hate the guy.
Yeah. That's funny.
I, they're They're so good. They got good goaltending, and they're deep. And we, the guy that we traded to get Bobby Ryan, what's the name?
Silverberg.
Yeah, yeah. That guy. I mean, he got injured, but that guy is. Trust me, that guy is good. That guy gives me a 30-goal scorer. So they're gonna have like three to four 30-goal scorers on that team.
Wow.
You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think the Ducks are a very good team. I just don't trust Barbecue Boost Boudreaux after April 15th.
It's a great name.
Yeah, I call him Barbecue Boost.
You never liked Barbecue.
Yeah, I think he's a regular season coach.
He's
the Doug Moe of the NHL.
He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah,
he is the Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know. But I just think that their D, I like their D. I don't love their D. And I think that, you know, the Kings or the Blackhawks, even the Sharks, you get that forecheck after seven games. Then
Blackhawks are the best team.
I think they're the best
team. You think, really? Yeah.
Because they can combine. They're just big enough to take all the big guys from the West. And they're skilled enough to beat Boston and Pittsburgh.
They're like the
combination of every good team.
They're like the Spurs. They're just going to be around for the next 6 years in the Final Four each year. Maybe
they're right there always.
They're always going to be there. They're so good, and they have so much character. They're not just snipers or the regular season guys. Those guys. Want to win. Those guys are all winners.
And it seems like they come on in the playoffs.
Yeah. And they have a great coach. I think the big key to this season, I'm going to write my article on it this week, is I think Dan Girardi of the New York Rangers is the key to maybe this season.
How so? Because where he lands?
Because they're saying that if they can't sign him, they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
And if he goes to Anaheim... Then they're really in the mix. He goes to Boston, and because they haven't replaced Seidenberg yet, he's really in the mix. He goes to Philly. He immediately makes Philly. He scares the shit out of the Penguins, and he makes them tough. You know, they could squeak by Boston some crazy doing their Philly crap, where it's like they turn into a power play fest, and he's such a good defenseman. He makes every team except maybe like. Chicago, who's already good enough, it changes the dynamic. If San Jose doesn't want to, they trade Boyle because they can't sign him. He goes to San Jose. He's such a better defenseman than Dan Boyle.
Right,
he'll make San Jose better.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what I think.
So, who wins a head up 7-7 series, 7-game series, Kings Ducks?
I mean, the Kings do. I think they have an edge in goaltending, and I think they have. More offense coming from deep from the back end. I think that they have equally as powerful scorers or forwards rather. So I think they're just all around better. And I think they're just a little younger and faster too.
Uh-huh. They're big, aren't they, Kings?
Not particular or the Kings?
Yeah, aren't they? I mean, I think
they're one of the bigger teams.
Yeah.
I think the Kings wear down the Ducks. I'm nothing against the Ducks. I just think the Kings wear down the Ducks. Seven games, you know, that's four games that Getzlaff and Perry have to step up and be absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
which
I'm not saying they can't. I told you, I think Getzlaff might be the league MVP this year.
He's awesome.
And Crosby's my guy. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Getzlaff's played incredible hockey. But, you know, it's like seven games, like, they're going to. The playoffs is just such a different animal. That's the problem with the Penguins.
Quickest, I know he's not playing well right now, but he is so talented.
He's a talented guy, isn't he?
If he gets on a hot streak, you're like, well, we're going to win the cup, I guess, because there's literally like a sheet of plywood in front of the net.
Well, that's what they always say it's about, is getting a hot goaltender for the playoffs.
But I think for the Olympic purposes, though, you can't go in there and fumble around because even like Switzerland Slovakia or the Czechs.
Oh, every team's good.
Yeah, you can't. Finland's good. That's what I'm saying. He's in there, if he's shaky against the Arizona.
That's what. Yeah, exactly.
you know, then he might not. He might want to have Miller because Miller is taking a beating.
Yeah,
I mean
Miller's still awesome.
I mean it's really amazing. That goes back to how much I love Lindy Ruff.
Yeah.
Lindy Ruff would take that team to the playoffs. That's how great of a coach Lindy Ruff is.
Yeah.
As soon as Lindy Ruff goes,
literally
they're like an AHL team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're terrible.
There's nobody on that team. There's I couldn't name two players on that team.
So Miller's got
But they're terrible. Even when they were, even like 5 years ago, you couldn't name anyone on the team.
No, exactly.
Unless you're like me and you're nuts.
Yeah.
But Lindy Ruff would get him in the playoffs.
Lindy Ruff couldn't name all the players on his team.
Yeah. You know, but they still, that's why he went to Dallas. I'm like, he's going to kill it. Dallas is up and coming. They're going to be a power in about 3 years.
Are they? Yeah.
That's why I love the Olympics for hockey, because unlike basketball, imagine football, and imagine they had the football was in the Olympics, and six countries could legitimately win it, and you know what I mean? That's so cool.
Okay, that is cool.
Yeah.
No, it's super cool. But know where I'm going with this. But you know, Crosby had the golden goal, Canada won. What means more to you, Canada winning or Ottawa winning the cup?
I'm not gonna lie to you, Ottawa.
See?
Yeah.
That's the way I
Well, that's his thing.
So to me, if Crosby is there and gets hurt, or Malkin does, or even Blouse, whoever, whatever happens, I don't care. Yeah. I want the cup.
Yeah.
Now, has there been
I would cry if Otto won the Stanley Cup, because that is my entire, since I was 9 until now, being punched in the face by this team. and if they won, I wouldn't know what to do. All that pent-up sadness.
Yeah.
You know?
But what if your team's out of contention? Then you want the Olympics to be good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you obviously, I'm freaking out during the Olympics. And, you know, the last Olympics in overtime, I was like, we have to win.
Has there ever been a case where, and that was an amazing win for Canada, has there ever been a case where a star player did get hurt in the Olympics?
Yes, Ottawa. We
are Wouldn't
best,
you know it?
Best season. Best first half of the season we've ever had. We had Dominic Hasek as our goalie. We finally got a good goalie. Our whole problem was that we never had a good goalie, you know? And then we finally got one. We paid extra for him. We're like, Dominic Hasek, all right, still got a little juice in the tank.
The Dominator.
Just came off a cup, you know? And we had the most players going to the Olympics. Two of them, I think Alfredson got hurt, and Hasek went down, first game of the Olympics, hurt his groin. And then he came back, and we were like, "Well, we'll stay in the hunt, you know, until Hasek comes back." And he never came back.
Wow.
Each practice, he'd have his skates on. He's skating, and then the next practice, he'd have his pads on, but nothing else.
Wow!
And then he'd have one glove on, and then he'd have a block. He's getting more and more equipment. He's coming back. No, he never came back, and we got swept in the first round by Buffalo or something.
So it does happen. It can happen. Yeah,
that's why I loved the World Cup of hockey. It was in the summer.
Summertime.
Everyone played just as hard. Yeah. But then
it's in the summer though. No one. I mean, we're like.
Oh, I was watching it. It was the best. I mean, there was all the Canadians fought the Americans. It was the best. It was Shanny fought. Bill Guerin. It was just the best.
Because it was awesome.
And it wasn't into the bull crap of oh, well, next we're going to cut to the figure skaters. No, it was they played it in Boston and Montreal, and it was NHL ice, and those guys killed each other because you didn't have to worry. Oh my God, if someone pulls an ACL, they can have reconstructive surgery. They're still going to be around for the Stanley Cup playoffs next. This is I don't want to jinx it, but Well, I'm of course. That's the thing. Who do I root for? Do I root for America?
Who are you going to root for?
The Olympics?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because he likes he likes Crosby and everybody.
You know, in all honesty, it's probably better for us, better for me personally, if Malkin comes back on fire. When Malkin's the best player on the Penguins, the Penguins are the best team in hockey.
That guy is just a horse.
Yeah, he's awesome.
When he plays about 75% of the time, he's the best player. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for him and everyone else, 25% of the time, he takes stupid penalties and you know what he's doing.
Yeah,
and that's why Crosby is the most consistent dude, and he's Sidney Crosby. But, I mean, see him go over there and be disgraced and his parents have to move to Siberia or have to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, you know, or have Crosby. You know, all the pressure's on Crosby.
Or they're moved to Siberia.
You know what I mean? Crosby, I mean, we can't even, Graham could put it in better words, but we can't even imagine. Crosby's like Tom Brady, but he has the world. He's like when Jordan, he was like when Jordan went to the Olympics, but there's a chance that we could have lost.
Well,
how much pressure is on
Crosby. But remember when Crosby scored that winning goal?
Yeah.
What did you do? Because you're...
I was happy for Crosby.
Okay. That's what I meant.
But you weren't disappointed as
an American?
In your heart, you must have been like, I hope America wins.
Yeah.
You weren't like, oh, darn.
No, yeah. I was happy it was Sid. If someone else would have scored, I probably wouldn't have been nearly as happy. I was just happy for Sid,
And that showed why he's the best player in the game.
That goal, I always said, that goal solidified him that if he never came back from that concussion, he would have made the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because he had a scoring title.
Cup.
MVP and Olympic gold medal, game-winning goal. Like, he did all the things when he was like 23.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But what I liked about it was how he scored it. Only the best player could have made that play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a no-look shot, quick. And he guys like that, even though he's not looking at the net, he knows where it's going.
Oh, he knew. That's that.
But he knows it's going five hole. And even Miller was like, I never expected him to shoot.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I just love hockey. I mean, like I said, unless it's the Flyers, like, I just enjoy. I almost hate seeing. That was the whole thing with Toronto last year. It's just like, with Boston. I was like, I was in my head, like, yeah, score a couple goals, make this more interesting. And then Boston came back and won and swept us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sawyer said that.
Yeah, 100%.
I didn't even say it out loud, though. I was just thinking. I was literally, because I never, that's why I could never pick a team I want to win, because I always say, that's the team that beat you, the team you want to play.
Yeah.
So I was just like, hey, one or two, goals would be interesting.
Well, you always want it to be a close game or a good game. So you're thinking, well, if they came back a little. But when they come back all the way, you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
And you'll get amazing. You'll get this too. I think Orpik has definitely had an off year as our defenseman. It's almost like the Olympics are why we can't trade him now.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be with Blazma. Like, to me, it's like, if America wins, then I have to put up with Blazma for five more years if he doesn't win.
You don't like Blazma?
I like Blazma. I love Dan Blazma. But you know what? If you don't win again, it's like, what can you do?
Yeah. You really have a stacked team.
Yeah. It's not the get along gang. It's not women. It's not girls' seventh grade soccer. You got to win.
Yeah.
One thing.
And we're not getting rid of Gino. We're not getting rid of Sid.
No.
We're getting rid of.
No.
Hopefully Letang, but.
One thing you can always feel good and comfort yourself with is the Flyers will always be terrible.
Well, knock on wood, Jesus. If we jinx it now, I'll really...
They will never win the cup. They can never have. They'll never have good goaltending.
Please knock on wood. I don't know if you're super.
I don't have.
Please. You're making me nervous.
They will never.
Let me jump out the window, Anthony.
they can have the most stacked team. They'll never. Ever since Pelle Lindbergh died in a car crash in like '84 or whatever it was. That's a jinx on that franchise.
They've been jinxed.
They've never had a good goalie.
I don't know. I didn't even want to think about it. Because literally the Penguins winning the cup is obviously number one.
Yeah.
Just right after that is at least the Flyers didn't.
Yeah. Oh, that's like, for me in Toronto.
You can rest easily. Okay, well, they're out. Now I can enjoy the playoffs again. Like, when they're doing it, we're not. It's like, oh, geez.
I almost hate Toronto more than I love Ottawa. Like, watching Toronto lose like that with, like, four goals against them in 2 minutes in the games, I was so happy.
Yeah, you love seeing your rivals lose.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's always great. Losers.
Well, guys, we better wrap it up here on Puck Off, I think, right?
Yeah, sure. I can talk forever.
It was a wonderful guest.
Graham K.
Thank you so much.
Knowledgeable, cool.
We really appreciate it.
Come back anytime, please.
I'd love to.
And if we call you in Canada, is that like we have to pay the Canada rates, or can we talk to – because he's in Canada. We'd love to have you call in.
Yeah, I could call in. Yeah, for sure. We could figure it out. There's the internet.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's why we have Anthony, our esteemed producer.
Yeah.
He's waving.
And our sponsor, Tim Horton.
Yeah, Tim Horton. Yeah. Oh, please. I'd love to be sponsored by Tim Horton.
Well, listen, thank you, buddy.
Oh, thank you, the captain.
You're the man.
Good
Graham,
times.
Thanks again, buddy. And it was really fun.
I'm sorry. Anything to plug?
Yeah,
Coming out Friday.
I have a podcast. It's also a show on SiriusXM Radio. It's called The Sport Bras.
Yeah.
It's a non-topical sports show, a comedy base where we like discuss who's the best out of shape athlete of all time, for example, ugliest athlete of all time, best criminal athletes,
I'm going with Prince Fielder on all of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. So anyway, it's BRAHS, The Sport Bras. Thanks.
All right, Graham. Sweet. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Graham.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week
next
here
week on
Puck Off.